Okay, let us begin this morning calling on our God in our word of invocation. We make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And each week when we confess our sins, we're reminded about God's commitment to us and his love for us because he hears our confession and he is faithful and he forgives us our sins. So we do that again with these, we are reminded of how he does this as we share these words responsively of Psalm 51. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And hold me with your spirit.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
We confess together, Lord, we come before you in prayer today, asking for forgiveness. Jesus says, desires to be great among you must become like a servant. We have missed the mark of serving others. Busy with our own desires, we have forgotten to pay attention to the needs, hurts, and challenges of others. Lord, with your forgiveness, also give us new eyes and renewed energy to serve. Open our hearts and eyes to what you would like us to do. Jesus says today that he came not to be served, but to serve. He serves you in a special way today as he grants his forgiveness. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus, I announce the grace of God to all of you. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our song, Now the Feast and Celebration. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory to Christ forever. Now the God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are our great high priest. Teach us to follow your example of service and sacrifice for others so that more people may know of the forgiveness that can only be found in you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we hear from God's Word.